Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Family Life Podcast, where we are just sharing all the goodness and the greatness and the chances we have, the opportunities, the strategies to live genuinely great lives, right? With family focus. Because family life is so good. Family life is the good life, my friends. Oh, it's so awesome. So today's episode is actually a special one because a friend of mine who is also a coaching client, he is going through this. So I was coaching with him and he wanted to chase some big dreams, big, intimidating, awesome dreams. And he was just going after it and really succeeding. And man, I'm so proud of him and love him so much and so grateful for his friendship and just the way he's living life. And he made some massive transitions, and as we were going through that journey, it was so fun to watch him change and chase down big things, like even physically, and then mentally, emotionally, his whole career. And just he tackled this big challenge to pursue a dream he had, right? And just total major shift, just moved his whole family. In fact, they're moving into their new house today as I record this, and he bought a new business that was in a different field. It's just super awesome. And as we were talking recently, he just said, man, I feel like I'm expanding, right? And then he's like, ooh, you should do a podcast on that, the expanded life, right? And it just, man, it clicked with me, and I hope it clicks with you as we go through this. And this wonderful privilege and opportunity we all have to live the expanded life, where we are experiencing expansion. And I think that's this beautiful thing we all have inside of us, this divine imprint, and maybe some divine DNA there. We just have this desire to expand. And even talking about it, even thinking about it, we're just like, yeah, let's keep expanding. We want to expand our opportunities, our horizons, our friendships, our impact, our growth. We just want to keep expanding. There's something in us that wants to expand. And as you look at it, all of nature and the universe are constantly expanding. There are growth rings even that track it in trees, right? And you remember the story quite a while ago in one of the podcast series, and I've done videos about this. My family and I, we went to up near, I think it was Mount St. Helens, I think, up in Washington, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere up there. And in the museum, they had two cuts of trees and tree rings. And you've seen them, right? You've seen them. But one of them was significantly larger than the other one. Maybe, you know, I don't remember the exact dimensions. Maybe one was maybe, you know, 18 inches across, and the other one was only maybe 8, right? So maybe even half the size, and they were the same age. And one had teeny tight little rings, and the other one had these big expanded rings. And that is so true for you and for me and for life, for opportunities, that when we really get after it, we have the opportunity for serious expansion. We can experience all kinds of growth, but we have to be deliberate about it. Many of us just kind of let life happen to us, or we hope it works out. We don't take advantage of growth opportunities. There's so much available there for expansion, and we just kind of are hoping things work out, or we're just kind of drifting or coasting a little bit, and so we miss out on massive amounts of expansion that can happen in our lives. But anyways, it's in us. We desire it. We long for it. We have the upward reach, right? That's what I'm always saying, reach upward, because all of us have that upward reach in us. We want to expand. So let's dive in. Somebody one time wrote that a mind once expanded can never return to its former dimensions. And Rachel and I have just loved that idea and talked about it a lot since we first came across it many years ago. A mind once expanded can never return to former dimensions. In other words, you get an idea in there that just blows the limitations and the boundaries off your current mindset or ideas. Boom, they're gone. Well, now you can't go back. You can't go back to thinking the old way. You can't go back to thinking that mediocrity is okay when you've been exposed to greatness and you see that it's within your grasp. You can't go back and be like, no, this is enough. You can say that. You can even lie to yourself and tell yourself a story, but the reality is you know now. Once your mind has been expanded, it can't go back to former dimensions. And as I've thought about that quote and that idea and the whole principle of the expanded life, I've often realized that a life once expanded can never return to its former dimensions. A being, an individual, once expanded can never return to its former dimensions, at least not without some serious internal torment and turmoil, right? Because now you're trying to fit back into a smaller box when you know you're bigger than that and you know you're capable of more. And you guys have heard me talk about this. Any time that a human being lives below his or her potential and below the capabilities, it just eats us up. It's self-destruction from the inside out because it destroys our self-worth and our self-confidence and our self-esteem because we're living below what we know we're capable of. And the same holds true for a family. A family once expanded can never return to its former dimensions. The idea here is once we expand, once we stretch out into new possibilities, new potentialities, new levels of knowledge and growth and experience, we can't go back to these smaller ways. You can't shrink back down to your smallness once you've tasted of greatness, right? And so the inner expansion, interestingly, usually precedes the outer expansion, which is obvious, right? What we think about, we bring about. What happens on the mind and in the heart, those are the things that lead outward, because the outer is just a reflection of the inner. Now, there are occasions when the outer is thrust upon us, right? Where we have some kind of experience we would not have chosen and didn't even expect and anticipate, but it exposes us to something and maybe even forces us to expand. It may be physical, right? We're thrown into a situation where we have to physically do more than we ever thought capable, or mentally, or emotionally, spiritually, socially, financially. Something comes up and we are forced by, you know, the outside. And again, we're never really forced because you can just give up and die. People who went into concentration camps, you can read about this in Viktor Frankl's excellent book, Man's Search for Meaning. He said someone in there, if they did not have meaning, if they didn't have something to fight for, something to live for, if they just gave up, he said you could tell which ones gave up, but you could see it in them. They just check out and they'd be dead within a couple of days. And if we don't fight through that, then we don't come out. So you really can't ever be forced, because it still has to happen on the inside. So even those people who are forced into concentration camps, like Frankl was, he wouldn't have chosen that, never would have chosen it, but he came out stronger and better and was able to help so many people because of it. So he allowed the outside force to create an inner expansion where others said, nah, the outside force is not going to force me. I give up. And they stopped and they died, many of them. And that's an interesting thing. There's a great story, great book that I just finished reading to my kids recently called The Sea Wolf by Jack London. Love it. Where this very intellectual kind of professor type guy, not very physical, not a tough man, and just a very intellectual man, falls off a boat in a fog storm in near San Francisco, and then he gets picked up by this hunting schooner. And they're like, no, we're not going to take you back to shore. You're on our boat. You're going to work for your way, right? And it's just brutal. And he just suffers so much. And he just wants to give up. And he just hates it. But then after weeks and weeks, he becomes tough. And he grows and he expands in ways that he never would have otherwise. So really fascinating. But we have to allow and seek out this expansion from the inside out. And man, it's in our nature. It's in our divinity to want to expand, to grow. But for a contrast real quick, what is the opposite of expansion? If you and I were sitting here having a conversation about expansion, what would you say is the opposite of expansion? And I can see it in my mind, this imagery of being confined and restricted, caged. Can you see that with your mind's eye? Instead of being able to expand and grow, you're just stuck. It's stagnation, right? Things that don't move, water that doesn't move and flow and doesn't receive and doesn't give, it stagnates. It's atrophy. We've experienced that with our body and with our minds. If you do not use your muscles, they just shrink. It's contraction. So instead of expansion, it's contraction. It's shrinking, shrinking, shriveling, decaying. Oh man, those are sobering words to think of a being, a glorious, wonderful human being that came, like the poet says, trailing clouds of glory to shrink and shrivel and decay. Ugh. So we want to expand and we want to live the expanded life. So what then are the necessary elements of expansion? What has to be there? What has to take place? What has to happen in order for us to be, I would say, consistently and vigorously expanding, to have those growth rings be really big? When we look back, so to speak, if we could take a kind of side cut of our lives and look at our growth rings and just notice, like, whoa, look how much I grew. Look how much I expanded. And we are not talking about expanding around your waist, my friends. Although some of us have done that. That's one area where we need some shrinkage, right? No expanding around the middle. But expanding through our lives and every area of our lives. So what's necessary? I think three things. And maybe there's facets of these, and maybe there's some other ones you'd think of. I'd love to hear messages from you. But I think three things are necessary. Number one is exposure. We have to have exposure. So many of us are limited in what we achieve and accomplish in the potential expansion that we could experience. We're limited simply because we lack exposure. We don't know what's possible. We don't know what's out there. And as long as we're never exposed to it, you can't chase it. You can't seek it because you don't know it exists. And even if it's out there kind of there and you've maybe heard of it, that really doesn't count as exposure. You have to see it up close, touch it, feel it, see it and observe it and maybe experience it with another person who has that thing. You know, you expose yourself to an absolutely brilliant mind who's so well read. And it's inviting, it's enticing. You want that kind of intellectual expansion. You get around someone who's just a world-class athlete. Maybe they're doing, you know, the Ironman triathlons. I've been exposed to brilliant people like that. In fact, I was recently with one. You can just tell their mind is so sharp. And they've just exercised that brain. And it's inspiring. And you want to have that mental capacity that they have. And then I've been around some of the best athletes in the world, adventure racers and triathletes and, you know, professional athletes. And you get around them and you think, you get exposed to the greatness there of what can be done with a human body. Wow. Right? Exposure. I was recently with some extremely wealthy men who have just been phenomenally successful in business and investing. And you see how they think and what they've done, what they've achieved, what they're chasing down and doing at the moment. And it's the same. That exposure goes, ooh, I want some of that. I want some of that greatness. And then you're around people who genuinely, not the facade, and none of this is the facade, none of this is the pretense, none of this is the appearance that we are often tempted to put out. It's the real deal. But you get around people who have a genuinely phenomenal marriage, just absolutely in love with each other still. And you're like, yes, I want that. And we want the expansion that comes in that kind of relationship. Or somebody has an incredible relationship with their children, or is a great leader, a teacher, a thinker, an author. Right? You get around people who've accomplished anything great. Anyone who's genuinely on the path to mastery or is a true master. We've got to have that kind of exposure. And once we're exposed to it, then it, I don't know, again, imagery here, right? I love to see things visually in my mind. Once you're exposed to it, this idea, this potentiality kind of comes into your little circle. So if your entity is you, and what's possible in your life is kind of this circle, and the things that are possible kind of come into your space. Maybe you don't have a hold of them yet, but they're in kind of in your domain. And then when you're exposed to it, this new potentiality kind of comes into your space. And it's right there. You're like, ooh, I see what's possible. I've been exposed to it. Now I can start deciding if I want it, how much I want it, and how to actually make it mine, right? How to make it a part of mine and move it into your inner circle. So maybe you've got rings of potentiality. Ooh, I like this imagery. You got these rings of potentiality, and you can move it closer and closer and closer until it becomes a reality, becomes a part of you, and you own it. It's yours. It's just a beautiful thing. So one of the necessary elements is we have to have exposure. How do we do that? I say, adamantly say, that every single day, and we live in a time and a place and a world now where this is possible. Before, it might not have been as easy, but it is so possible that every day before your head hits the pillow, you can expose yourself to new ideas, to new things. Just constantly be reading and learning podcasts like this and videos and exercise classes, courses, master classes. I mean, there's so much available. Meeting new people, interacting with people. You can expose yourself to so much greatness. The greatest tragedy that's happening with potential exposure is that we're being exposed to so much trash. And people spend hours, which turn into, they add up to be days and weeks and months and eventually years of a lifetime exposed to garbage. And when there's so much greatness we could expose ourselves to, we have this, what someone called an unending stream of visual trash. Ugh, what a tragedy. So expose yourself and your children, your family, the people you work with, expose them to the greatest ideas and the best men and women of all time across genres and classic. We'll talk about this more in a minute, but you've got to have exposure. So what's the next element that's necessary for the expanded life? I put down that it's strain. Strain. We've got to have strain. And we know this well because muscles expand under strain, meaning they get stronger. Your muscles grow only from strain. If you don't strain them, if you don't give them a challenge and you don't do it vigorously and consistently, then they shrink. They atrophy. You lose them. So the principle's right there built into your body. You just look at any part of your body. It's just covered with muscles, right? It's what makes the skeleton move. It makes everything function in your vehicles, these muscles. And if you don't use them, they shrink. And if you put them under strain, you put them to work, they expand. Oh, and I think that principle is true across every part of our lives. We need challenges. The difficulty with our day and time is we live in such an affluent time and space that it's really easy to spend our time seeking comfort and convenience. Like this morning, I take a cold shower every day. And I got in a cold shower, and the cold front blew in. And so it's harder to take cold showers when it's cold. But I jumped in there, and I was taking this cold shower, and I was thinking, I have a perfectly good hot water heater. Actually, it's a really, really nice hot water heater. And it's there, but I'm choosing not to use it. I could, in a moment, in just a second, I just flipped that knob over. Ooh, nice, scalding hot water. But I choose strain. I went for a run this morning, and it was cold. The wind was blowing. I was tired and sore. Oh, it was a great run. And I chose challenge. And so in times of affluence where we have so many comforts, so many conveniences, and we want those things. I enjoy them just as much as anybody. But I realize growth comes from strain. Expansion comes from strain. And so when strain is not forced upon us, we have to choose it. It takes more deliberate effort to choose this. It's so important that we're doing this all the time. We're constantly straining and choosing challenge. Oh, man. Make that a part of your life. Choosing challenge. Okay. Number one, the necessary element is exposure. Number two is strain. Number three I put is coaching. In order to really expand, we've got to have somebody there to point out what we might be doing poorly and what we can definitely do better. And we all know this. We get this because we've had coaches all through life, whether it's in music band or on a team whether you're getting, you have a tutor, or you know, whatever it is across life, we get coaches. It's in business and in health, you go get a trainer at the gym, or you even watch videos of how to fix things on the YouTube channel. We have coaches for everything. But if we want to live an expanded life, coaching is critical. Yes, we can do so much of it on our own, but that's the slow, hard way. And you start making mistakes and you get into patterns. I found this when things I've tried to figure out on my own, I get into habits and patterns that then later I have to unlearn and break because I didn't have the coaching up front to notice that right away. Like, hey, you're holding your wrist wrong there. You can't close. So like I'm learning the violin, right? And I got this horrible habit of closing my wrist and I've got to keep it open. And these little things, right? And with language, I'm learning languages and I mispronounce things or misunderstand things or just miss a conjugation. But coaching is just somebody right there with you, right in your face, in a positive way and in a tough, loving way to say, nope, here's how you do it. Nope, don't do that. Do this. And to challenge us and push us where we get a little uncomfortable and we shrink back. You with me on this? Where we feel this hesitancy, like, oh, I'll push myself, but not that hard. And having a coach there, having an accountability partner, having someone there say, no, come on, you can do this. You've got more in there. Let's go a little farther. Let's go a little higher. Let's go a little faster. And it pushes us. So expansion comes from having a coach there to push us. And those are the three things. And maybe you see some more. I'd love to hear from you. But those are three main things I thought, boy, if we want to live an expanded life, we definitely have to have those three things in place. And expansion, my friends, really is breaking free from your limitations, from your restrictions, from boundaries, from confinement, from disabilities we have, from obstacles. Can you see that? Like the expanded life is freedom. Oh, I just want to yell, freedom, right? It's like the Braveheart scene, freedom. That's the expanded life. Getting out from underneath the things that hold us back. Oh, I love that. And I hope in your mind you're seeing the contrast, this visual imagery of the confined life and the expanded life. I love this stuff. Love it. You guys, I had so much fun. So yesterday, we had a tropical storm come in, wiped out the electricity for over 900,000 houses in this area. And so it was actually a really great day. No internet, cellular service was toast. It was barely functioned even for text messages and no electricity. And so we spent a lot of time. It was great, great family time. Played some games, did a lot of reading and thinking and writing. And so I was in my journals and I couldn't even have recorded this yesterday, because we didn't have the resources. I didn't have internet to do it or bandwidth or anything. So I wrote this all in my journal and so these are in the new journals that we created. And I've got two of them now. I've got my dark one, this dark leather. That's my personal one. It's got five booklets in it. And then I have a business one. That's the lighter leather. And it's got five booklets, so I'm doing these themes or topics. And so I wrote all of these notes here in one of these. Oh, man, I just love this. And it was such an awesome experience writing this all out. And I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll get a journal for yourself and use it to capture ideas and thoughts and principles. I hope you'll use it to draw and capture images and diagrams, somehow to make a visual of the principles or ideas you have. I hope you'll capture your failures. I hope you'll capture your successes. I hope one of the things you'll do, and this is probably one of the most powerful things any of us can do, is to create a results log. Results don't lie, my friends. Results do not lie. And if you are serious about expanding, keep, here we go. Call it your expansion log. Keep an expansion log of the results and the expansion. What are you doing to expand, to live the expanded life? Because it must be deliberate. Expansion is not one of the things that just kind of happens by default. Atrophy happens by default. Confinement happens by default. Right? Shrinkage happens by default. but we must be deliberate. Okay, so let's go through the major areas of life where we can expand. The first one is mental. In an interesting way, many of us are all still in our mental infancy. It's funny how we get, it's easy to slip into this. You learn something and you think, oh man, I got this. I know this. And we slip into this space where we think we know it, or worst of all, when we think we know it all. And isn't it ironic that some of the most ignorant people in the world think they know everything, and yet the most brilliant people in the world realize how little to nothing they know? We all still are in mental infancy, even if we spent every day of our life just exercising our minds, an entire lifetime. There would always be so much more that we don't know, that we don't understand. We're mental babies, in a sense. And this isn't to tear us down. It's just to realize there's so much to know and understand and comprehend, wrap our minds around, that a whole lifetime still leaves us in our mental infancy. So at a minimum, my friends, I love issuing this challenge, and want to invite you to accept this challenge to read a book a week for the rest of your life. Just commit. I'm going to do a book a week for the rest of my life. And obviously you're here, you're listening to this podcast, fantastic way to go. Do videos and courses and podcasts and books. Do audiobooks. I listen to an amazing audiobook while I was running. Whenever we're driving, we're doing audiobooks. But go through a book a week. And you can actually, if you do audiobooks, and some of you may not like audiobooks. And I mean, I love to have hard books in my hand too. And I read every night and every morning from books. Man, now I'm reading in French. So I'm really exercising my mind because I'm trying to understand a new language and the content of the book. But do that. And once you get used to it, I mean, it's just all conditioning. It's training, right? It's getting your mind prepared and used to it. And you might, your mind or body might squawk a bit, like, oh, this is uncomfortable. Oh, this is hard. I'm not used to this. But if you get used to listening and you do some, what I'm getting at here is, you can get used to, you can train your brain to get used to faster speeds and to, where you can listen to the book at, you know, 1.25 speed, and then 1.5 speed, and then 1.75 speed, and then double speed. And your mind can get used to it, and it doesn't decrease comprehension. I mean, it actually increases as you train your brain to be totally engaged. It can increase comprehension and retention. And so you can listen to a book at double speed. And think about that. An 8-hour book, you know, that's a phenomenal book. You can finish it in 4 hours. Wow, man, 4 hours. Can you fit in 4 hours during a week when you're, if you only listen to it while you're exercising, driving, and doing some chores? Well, yeah, easy, right? And then do some speed reading courses. There's some great speed reading videos on YouTube where you can double your speed. Just with a 9-minute video and some practice. It's pretty awesome. So do a book a week. And then here's the other part of it. Across many genres, please read from the classics. Read from the great list. I have a huge book list. You can go to my website and just get my book list there. There are so many genres. And we ought to read across culture and across topics. And just really expand our mental capacities and understanding. Love this stuff. Okay, next is emotional. Man, this one's big. And we don't often give this enough thought, of our emotional expansion. In fact, we rarely give this enough thought. We often feel like we're just, I don't even know if we'd articulate it that way, but we just kind of slip into a default mode of being emotional victims, where we assume, because no one's ever really challenged us or taught us otherwise, we assume that we just feel things because what else could we do, right? That person said that. What else could I do but feel that? We don't think we have a choice, but we do. And what's interesting and fascinating and exciting, you guys, this blows my mind. As I was writing this yesterday, I was sitting here like in awe and wonder. Just blew my mind. That many of us, just because we haven't been exposed yet, or haven't been put ourselves through the strain of growth, emotional growth. We haven't done, so those are three things, right? Exposure, strain, coaching, the emotional coaching. We haven't even tapped into, I would submit that we're not even close yet to our emotional capacities, how we could feel more deeply and more expansively. Right? Most of us only have, you know, 3 to 4 emotional keys, so to speak, if you're like a piano key. We only have 3 or 4 emotional keys that we play all the time. It's just the same thing again and again. We go from one to the other. And many of us spend our whole lives in 3 or 4 emotional keys, just feeling the same thing again and again, blah, blah. And not even very well in that, with an occasional like, oh, that was neat. And then back to our little emotional ruts. And many of us are still so, if not all of us, in fact, I think I can confidently say that every one of us is still underdeveloped emotionally in some ways. In fact, let this blow your mind for a minute. What if we have yet to really feel what it could be? Even with something like love or joy or awe or wonder, even you take the moments where you felt the most love in your life. What if that was, and roll with me here on this idea, what if that was just the beginning of what's possible? What if the greatest emotion of love or compassion or empathy or excitement or peace or joy, what if the greatest experience you've had with that is just the beginning of what's possible? What if you has just had a tiny sampling of what it really could be? Are you with me on this? This idea that you've just nibbled at it. Our nibblings, we think, oh man, that's the pinnacle. When in reality, what if it's possible to go so far beyond that? Let that blow your mind for a minute and give that some thought. The greatest feelings we've had, and you know this is real and true because you grow in your experiences. When you're younger, you think you felt love, you think you felt anger, you think you felt frustration and pain and hurt. But then as you have more life experiences, you're like, whoa, man, what I felt before was just child's play compared to what is possible. You with me? Like, this is amazing. What if we're experiencing now after all these life experiences is still just an underdeveloped version of what's possible? I know that's true mentally, and I believe it's true emotionally as well. Okay, next is physical. We need to expand, and not around the middle, like we talked about before. We need to expand physically. New speeds. Can you do that run or that bike ride or that swim or that dance move? Can you do that faster? What about heights? Can you reach new heights with your physical being? Can even a literal vertical height, you can jump higher or do something in a bigger way. Strength. Are you gaining strength? Are you increasing distances? It's like the Olympic motto of Sitius Altius Fortius, right? Which is swifter, higher, stronger. And we can do this physically even at a cellular level. Whoa! Can you expand the workings at a cellular level where you are never, ever putting anything into your body that is toxic or harmful? Because that goes right into your cells and it's preventing your cells from rebuilding and restructuring and getting rid of the junk that's in there. You know, your cells kick out waste every night? Well, it should if your body's functioning properly, but we're often inhibiting that. So what if at a cellular level, even down to the mitochondria, and how they're producing energy there, the Krebs cycle, right? All these beautiful things, we can expand that. Oh, man, I love this stuff. Okay, let's go next, social. How do we expand socially? New relationships, better ones. I think some of you have yet to experience an absolutely amazing relationship. Maybe because you haven't been exposed to it yet, you don't know what it's like. I meet people all the time there, and we have experiences, and they'll tell me like, I didn't know this was possible. I did not know that it's possible to feel like this in a group of men or a group of adults or a group of friends, right? They lacked exposure, lacked the strain, that challenge. It doesn't have to be difficult or miserable. It just has to be, there has to be some stress there. There has to be an effort to grow or the coaching, right? So what if socially you've missed out on those things and you have yet to experience these amazing relationships or a group of friends who are all in? Maybe you expand your impact socially. And I think it's fair to say that most of us are living far below our privileges when it comes to social expansion and impact and relationships. I think we've barely just begun of what's possible in our social expansion. Man, isn't this cool and exciting? So far, mental, emotional, physical, and social. And my estimation is, my friends, we're just getting started. I think so many of these things have an infinite capacity for expansion. Let's go to spiritual. There exist, again, infinite levels of spirit that I feel like are waiting for us to ascend to enjoy them. And that too few of us give it the time, the attention, the devotion, the dedication that it deserves. And we have this opportunity and privilege to elevate our spirits, to expand our spiritual selves, and to watch how that expansion then extends into the rest of our life. There are spiritual realms. And again, we are spiritual beings. So I'm not necessarily referring here to religious practices, although I think some religious practices can lead to the spiritual side of us. But I'm just talking about spirit and its connection with God. But it's also a spiritual development inside of us because we're spiritual beings. There are levels that many of us don't even comprehend. We haven't even been exposed to yet. Oh, man, that's exciting. Okay, how about financial? We can have continual expansion of both income and investments and contributions. Those are the three main areas that I thought about when I thought, okay, what about financial expansion? Well, we can say expand our income, we can expand our investments, and we can expand our contributions. In fact, we have to expand those first two in order to be able to expand our contributions. And we can deliberately expand our knowledge and our skills and our earning ability in order to do that, so that then we can get to a point in life where we can consistently give more. How about that? What if you got to a point where your income and your investments were so expanded and expanding that you were able to, week after week, give more and more and continually expand your financial contributions to the world? Ah, yeah, baby. And then life in general. It's exciting to think that some of us haven't even begun to live yet. And we have this beautiful opportunity to expand ourselves and expand your life and to live the expanded life. So my friends, get excited about this. Oh, this is exciting. It might feel a little intimidating, right? A little overwhelming, but I hope the feeling you have is excitement of the possibility of living the expanded life. That in every major area of your life, every major bucket, every aspect, you can look at yourself and say, how can I live the expanded life? Because again, with every opportunity, awesome is always an option, and we have the chance to reach for expansion so that we can look back at the end of each day, the end of each week, month, year, decade, and a lifetime, look back and see our growth rings really expanding and enjoy the exhilaration of expansion because it makes you feel alive. Love you guys. Reach upward.